I put down my beer when I heard this. I must say, Nobu-san, there are few things any of us can find to be cheerful about, but it would take me weeks even to begin imagining why you should wish to drink in honor of my Dana.
I should have been more specific. Here's to the foolishness of your Dana. 4 years ago, I told you he was an unworthy man, and he has proved me right, wouldn't you say?
The truth is, he isn't my Dana any longer.
Just my point. And even if he were, he couldn't do a thing for you, could he? I know Gion is going to close, and everyone is in a panic about it. I received a telephone call at my office today from a certain geisha, I won't name her. But can you imagine? She asked if I could find her a job at Iwamura Electric.
If you don't mind my asking, what did you tell her?
I don't have a job for anyone, hardly even myself. Even the chairman may be out of a job soon, and end up in prison if he doesn't start doing as the government orders. He's persuaded them we don't have the means to manufacture bayonets and bullet casings, but now they want us to design and build fighter airplanes. I mean, honestly, fighter airplanes? We manufacture appliances. Sometimes I wonder what these people are thinking.
Nobu-san should speak more quietly.
Who's going to hear me? That general of yours?
Speaking of the general, I said, I did go to see him today to ask for his help.
You're lucky he was still alive to see you.
Has he been ill?
Not ill, but he'll get around to killing himself one of these days, if he has the courage.
Please, Nobu-san.
He didn't help you, did he?
No. He said he'd already used up whatever influence he had.
That wouldn't have taken him long. Why didn't he save what little influence he had for you?
I haven't seen him in more than a year.
You haven't seen me in more than 4 years, and I have saved my best influence for you. Why didn't you come to me before now?
But I've imagined you angry with me all this time. Just look at you, Nobu-san. How could I have come to you?
How could you not? I can save you from the factories. I have access to the perfect haven. And believe me, it is perfect, just like a nest for a bird. You're the only one I'll give it to, Sayuri, and I won't give it even to you until you've bowed on the floor right here in front of me and admitted how wrong you were for what happened 4 years ago. You're certainly right I'm angry with you. We may both be dead before we see each other again. I may have lost the one chance I had, and it isn't enough that you brushed me aside. You wasted the very ripest years of your life on a fool, a man who won't even pay even the debt he owes to his country, much less to you. He goes on living as if he's done nothing wrong.